Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
James Badge Dale's character's wife on 1923 is played by Marley Shelton, okay. Who, if you've seen the movie Sandlot, is Wendy Peppercorn, the hottie in the swimming pool, the lifeguard.
Just when we thought we had it all figured out, Yellowstone creator Taylor Sheridan throws us a curveball, and frankly, I think he does it just because he can. Yellowstone begins its fifth season in the fall, about 9 months after we left the Dutton family in Montana following the prequel 1883. A new show called 1923 promises to tie the two together, and our hope was we'd get more answers than we would have new questions. Well, go ahead and hope in one hand. I'm Addison Hager, and there is one thing we all got wrong about Yellowstone in two new characters with very interesting resumes. Last time we chatted, we looked at Lainey Wilson's character, Abby, but today we bring new information about her role, plus some tea to sip on what could be going on in the bunkhouse, if you know what I'm saying. Billy Dukes is standing by for this third episode of Season 2. I really want to thank everyone for trusting us during Season 1 as we became the biggest unofficial Yellowstone podcast and the number one after show. If you're new, tap subscribe because we'll go into the theories and details and bring cast interviews. Cole Hauser, Kelly Riley, and Tim McGraw all joined us during Season 1 of Dutton Rules. You can find those interviews in the archives. A rating and review of this podcast will also go a long way. And remember, you can continue the conversation on social media or email at staff@tasteofcountry.com. So, what did we get wrong? Did we get anything right? Let's find out together during Episode 3 of the Dutton Rules Podcast.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, Addison!
I have missed that intro, Billy. Should I do mine? Hello, Billy! Yours is better.
How hail fellow well met are we for a new season of Yellowstone?
Nope. That is not our new intro. But I am pumped for Yellowstone. I couldn't get here quick enough.
We're like 2 months away now. Less than 2 months away, really. So it's starting to get real. And I'm actually kind of surprised that Yellowstone hasn't been teasing a little bit more. It felt like by this point last year, we already had some significant trailers, a little bit more in the way of a drop or a little bit more news. It's been kind of quiet on the Yellowstone front so far.
I wonder if that's because the show in and of itself is its own catalyst. I mean, I don't think that would be great marketing to, you know, not necessarily talk about it. But I mean, this show, I feel like they've been hyping up all the other things that are going to come out of Yellowstone because it was
a lot of 1923 talk with the cast announcements and everything there. And I'm waiting for a clip or a teaser of that because I feel like a year ago, we already had a little bit of a teaser or a clip of 1883. Like, so we should have some 1923 images to embrace soon.
Come on, I'm excited. Yeah. What are you guys doing? Slacking? No, I'm excited for Yellowstone because I have a good feeling 1923. And if those who are listening, listen to our 1883 podcast, you know, watching 1883 was like every week, you know, Billy's so excited to talk about it. And I've just gone through some emotional roller coaster. I have a good feeling 1923 is going to be like that. So I'm excited for a little bit of, you know, the drama, the gossipy stuff of this new season of Yellowstone.
Are you going to get as sort of into the weeds as we did with 1883? Like, we were looking up, like, cattle routes to Oregon at one point, I think I recall doing. There are some bizarre searches during that period of my life that I am or I'm not proud of. I'm not sure.
I did learn a lot. I'm going to put it that way. But let's, yes. before we, I let you really tangent on 1883, 1923, I'm going to circle us way back real quick to the new season of Yellowstone. Billy, I do have a question for you. Mm-hmm. Who are you most excited to see character development wise? Who do you think is going to have kind of the biggest blossoming?
Oh, that's such a good question. I think maybe we'll see the most growth from like a character like Monica, who's been a little bit flat mm-hmm. as a character, I think, over the first four mm-hmm. seasons. But now that she is, you know, she's going to be a big part of whatever vision Casey had, she's pregnant again. I think we'll see some real growth from her. And I think this might be a heavy Monica Casey season, even though we're coming out of the Beth Jamie drama era. How about you?
Well, I kind of think, but now as you're saying that, I'm like, maybe I changed my mind. But I think I'm most excited to see Carter. I know he's kind of a random character. Like, obviously, he's not part of the main family. But I think that they're going to use his character to kind of bring maybe flashbacks of Rip's past. I mean, you know, up until now, we know that he doesn't even really know his real name. He has no identification. So I think that they're going to use Carter as that catalyst to kind of have like these random flashbacks of Rip. So I think, therefore, I'm excited to watch Carter because of what he's going to bring for Rip to the table. I know I could be wrong on that thought, but...
No, that sounds totally logical to me. And now that Rip and Beth are married, like, how is that going to change their relationship? Mm-hmm. Is that going to kind of settle either one of them, mm-hmm. like marriage sometimes does? You mm-hmm. think probably not with Beth, but, you know, maybe.
Maybe. She's a spitfire. I don't know if we're going to damn for that, but yeah, maybe. As I say that in a high pitch, yeah, maybe.
So the one thing I'm really excited about is this new character, and maybe I'm just kind of selfishly excited because we know Lainey Wilson, and she's like a friend of Taste of Countries. But she plays this new character named Abby, and I believe that she is a good friend of Beth Dutton's on the show. There's a lot of talk about this mercurial peas in the pod friendship that Beth Dutton brings, a friend from like her past. I think that might be Abby.
Well, number one, I'm really excited to see Lainey in an acting, aspect. Obviously, she's a talented singer, so I'm really excited to see that translate, just like we watched Tim McGraw, just like we watched Faith Hill. I'm excited to see, because I haven't seen her, I mean, outside of music videos, you know, haven't seen her on the big screen. So I'm excited to see how that plays out. And I feel like it's in a situation, you know, out in the country, horses, all these different things, that's not out of character for her. Just like we talked about Tim McGraw in 1883 and what he was doing with the horses and in his element. I mean, kind of not directly, you know, as severe as 1883 was, but we're like, okay, we can kind of see it. I am, though, excited. I think it would be refreshing, to be honest, to see just someone who might be in commonality with Beth. I mean, up until now, it's Rip's kind of her only person who stuck around outside of obviously her father and stuff, but poor Beth really has not had anyone that I'm like, okay, we kind of click with. But I think what I would like to see in a personality compatibility is Abby's this friend to Beth, but Abby is someone who I think, if they are friends, is someone who kind of kicks back a little bit, you know, has a little bit of a backbone, can kind of call Beth out on her BS, kind of maybe a girl version of Rip.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You're totally right. Beth needs a friend, a bestie, I think, to go palling around with. And it might kind of round her out a little bit. That's a pretty interesting point that she's never had one of those. Mm-mm. And maybe that's what Abby is. I think the other thing I'm excited about with this Abby character is it was created just for Lainey Wilson. It wasn't like a role that Lainey had to audition for. So, and I think it's larger than we thought at first. Like, I thought maybe it was just going to be kind of a bit part, a few episodes. But I think it might be like a Summer Higgins-sized role, like Piper Perabo had last season, where it's legit. Like, it's part of the action. She's going to be in there. There could be romance. There could be violence. You know, every woman that's ever been on Yellowstone, short of like the Carolyn Warner, has been in like a romantic scene at some point. It's totally going to be awkward if like we see Lainey Wilson half naked and then she comes visit the studio. Like, I don't know how that's going to go. But, you know, it's likely because it seems that it's always where it heads.
I guess my question is, as you said, you know, Taylor Sheridan, he wrote Abby for Lainey. I'm curious if this was a situation, if she ends up being a pivotal role, kind of like a Summer Higgins was. I'm curious if that was, I'd love to ask him or maybe even her at some, well, I don't know if we'll ever get to talk to him, but point being is I wonder if in the beginning she was supposed to be there for a small bit. You know, they get to filming, he realizes either, you know, one, man, her acting is phenomenal, or two, like, actually, let's develop this character further, and she ends up staying longer. I don't know.
You want a little hot gossip?
Ooh, yes. The tea, spill it, Billy.
Well, there's this picture, I think it's on Lainey Wilson's Instagram page, where her and Ian Bowen, who play Ryan, are pretty cozy next to each other. It's like her head's in his shoulder, and there's a cute caption, and people are commenting on it. It's like,
I've seen that, and you know what, Billy? Full send. I would love that. I still way too excited, but I didn't really, I like I don't know what, I didn't mean to get that excited. Here I am just, you know.
Simmer down, actually, Addison, simmer down.
I just want a matchmake over here, actually. No, I like him as a character, and he's really not to say that he's not a big character, but I feel like he's one that kind of hides in the shadows a little bit more. Like, you have to pay a little bit more attention to him. It's not like they're just sticking him. Taylor's not sticking him in front of our faces, if that makes sense. So I kind of have a soft spot for him, and I know what photo you're talking about. Has Lainey addressed that at all?
No, she hasn't yet. Mm-hmm. So, like, this is something someone needs to ask. Like, hey, what's up with this? Like, you know, even like just guy girl friendships, it looked a little bit cozier. But I'm such an awkward guy. I never had guy girl friendships that looked like that anyway. So maybe normal humans do. I was just like, girl, close to me.
Billy's photos would be, you know, at least a foot in between him and a girl. Yeah. Well, my guy friends, I definitely give them hugs. I think the photo in question, I will say, is a little bit more lovey-dovey. But, however, it could be just someone happens to be taking a candid photo. So, sure. I don't know yet, but I would full send all that to be said.
So, there's talk that, like, the new villain for this season is going to be a character named Sarah Atwood, who looks to be on the market equity side. That's the corporation that's kind of taking over the ranch and trying to build that airport and everything. Sarah Atwood, who is just kind of a corporate suit, we've seen several of those, might be like the new antagonist to the Dutton family. But what's interesting about her is she is played by Dawn Olivieri, who was crotchety old Aunt Claire in 1883, the first two episodes.
Oh, interesting. Interesting how we're reusing these people. Obviously, I'm assuming she's going to look different, but...
Yeah.
Interesting.
So much recycling between all these like Yellowstone shows. And like, I mean, we've talked about James Jordan before, who is Cookie and who is Hendon on Yellowstone. Like, I did some research on him. He's also been in Mayor of Kingstown. He's also been in Wind River. He's also appearing in a new Taylor Sheridan drama called Lioness. I fully expect that actor, James Jordan, to show up somewhere in 1923, cause some sort of great mischief that leads to tragedy, and then get himself killed. Because that just seems to be what that actor does.
Well, yeah, number one, that truly. But so what I'm hearing is, Billy, we just need to get on one episode of Taylor Sheridan's, any of his shows, and then we're set for life. He's just going to keep us.
Yeah. I think that's it.
I mean, honestly, I think that's a smart thing on his behalf. If number one, they can act well, but number two, if he gets along with these people, I mean, you're spending a lot of time in all these shows with these actors and actresses. And so, I mean, kind of smart on his behalf if he can get away and people aren't going with, wait a minute, why is Cookie in every single, you know, episode of whatever, or different shows? Like, if people can distinguish each character enough, I think, I mean, kind of smart.
You know who else has another Taylor Sheridan gig?
Oh!
Oh, you got the same.
What were you about to say?
LaMonica Garrett. Thomas. Thomas from 1883. You got someone else? He's going to be on that show I just mentioned called Lioness as well. It's kind of an FBI show. And he might be part of the new 1883 kind of sub drama that we're not going to talk about too much today. But so he's kind of in that churn as well. He must be a pretty good guy.
Well, who I had, and we've talked about before, I kind of joked one time that he's kind of the Where's Waldo of the franchise. I was going to say, you know, who keeps recycling himself is Taylor Sheridan himself. Every single, you know, every single show he's on.
Before we transition to talking a little bit about 1923 and some of the cast announcements there, because it's really kind of, it's going to get a little bit heavy with the names and the family lineage, but there's some cool things going on. I have a question for you, because there's a lot of teasing that this season we might lose a key Yellowstone cast member. Like, this might be the season where someone dies. Who could you see dying and why?
Am I just going the direct family members?
I think direct family members and, like, spouses, kids. Like, not the bunkhouse characters.
Okay.
And okay. Yeah, not a bunkhouse character or anything like that.
Okay, I think, and this is kind of morbid of why I think that this could be it. I think Monica might die, and she would, hold on, and she would die in childbirth. Because you know how Casey says this is the end of us, I'm thinking it might, well, I also like our reasoning of why he said that, because of the potential of, you know, the Yellowstone Ranch or the Dutton, you know, family, all that. Right. But I think that it could also mean she ends up dying in childbirth, but still has a child. So it kind of like carries her, like there's a little piece of her obviously carried on. I know that's really depressing, but I could see that. Who do you have?
Okay. Jamie. I could see Jamie Dutton dying. Given.
We've been killing him off, Billy, since last podcast series.
Yeah.
Him Very and Lloyd. True. Right? Yeah.
Sterling pointed this out sometime this summer. And we pointed out during 1883 that they used a photo to promote the show that had James, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, Margaret, and John Sr., who was little Audie Rick. And there was like a spot missing in the photo, clearly where someone should go. And as it turns out, their other child, Elsa, died, so she wouldn't be there. Well, if you look at some of the old promotional photos for Yellowstone, there's this photo of John burying someone with a shovel. And then I think you see Kelly Riley's Beth Dutton, and you see Casey, and maybe even Rips there. But the person you don't see is Jamie. Why wouldn't Jamie be in a family photo?
You're so right. Okay, I'm sticking with my Monica, but I actually, you're probably right. They're definitely, he does a good job of almost hiding it in plain sight.
I also don't know where Jamie goes from here. Like, his character is kind of like, he's kind of almost like an accessory. He's going to be like Beth Dutton's hairpiece or something at this point. Like, what else can we do with him? He's at his lowest low. He's basically just her toy. You know, just, it seems like Taylor Sheridan's done with him, unless he has some sort of great redemption planned for the character.
But then I guess my question for you would be is, how do you think he dies?
Beth kills him.
Train station!
Yeah, just throw him over the edge.
Oh, what you guys don't see right now is me completely face-palming to Billy's statement.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Okay, let's get to 1923.
Yes, I'm going to let you kind of spearhead this one because I did my own research on this incredibly complex and confusing family tree. Billy, I know that this is your thing. You know, keeps you up at night. You love dissecting this family tree. I'm not going to lie. It hurt my head. Taylor, we could have done so much better of maybe not having so many J names in the mix here.
Right.
But yes, take 1923 away.
1923, some huge, huge cast announcements. And you're totally right. There could have been some non-J mm-hmm. names. There's James, John Sr., a Jacob, a Jack. Now, like mix in a Barry or a Mark or a Douglas or a George or something in there just to sort of shake it up. It's a lot.
Right.
But we have some cast news, including the one Yellowstone thing that I think all of us got wrong. And that's this. We assumed, given Harrison Ford's age and Helen Mirren's age, that they would play older versions of James and Margaret, who were Tim McGraw and Faith Hill's characters on 1883. And that right. is absolutely wrong.
What?
Wrong. Harrison Ford is going to play James Dutton's brother.
Oh my gosh.
Jacob. Jacob Dutton is Harrison Ford, and Helen Mirren is his wife, Kara.
Yes, I know. As I just said, I studied the family tree. Now I'm like, wait, what are you talking about? Yes, you are so right. And why, Billy? Why would Taylor? That's why this family tree gets complicated. Why would he do that to us? Why can't we just stick in one line? Because now I'm going, what does his brother have to do? You know what I mean? Like, what pivotal point mm-hmm. of having the brother in it really plays into, you know, the Yellowstone that we know today. That's why he's there. So I'm curious of what interaction and family history with the brother makes it so monumental to complete a completely different, you know, storyline.
Well, no idea on the why, but I totally agree with you that it just seems there to sort of confuse us, because we know eventually mm-hmm. the lineage gets back to James Dutton, because James Dutton is like the great-great-grandfather or great-great-great-grandfather to Kevin Costner's John Dutton, however you want to believe it. So it has to get back to that family line. But for a little bit anyway, Jacob Dutton is the head of the Yellowstone Ranch in 1923. And the character we saw as the little boy, John Sr. in 1883, uh-huh. has now fully grown up. And he's going to be played by an actor whose name... this is James Badge Dale. Is going to play an older version of the young boy. And I just call him Badger because, like we talked about, there's a lot of J names.
Yep. So
he's
going
to play the older John Sr., who is like the right hand man to Uncle Jacob on it.
Okay.
You with me?
For right now, yes.
You want to know who James Badge Dale is?
Yes.
He was in a show called 24 that I was totally geeking out on, like right after college. It was like 15, 20 years ago. He played a CTU name. This is Jack Bauer, like Kiefer Sutherland's main show, his main television show. It was like a huge, huge show, almost as popular as Yellowstone is now. It was really, really good. But he played a CTU agent named Chase that ended up dating the very beautiful Elisha Cuthbert's character named Kim. Just a little bit of a thing that I remember all these years later.
Yeah, it's not like you've held on to that. So I guess that's kind of my question. I think this might be your character bromance for this season.
I have another one.
Oh, no. Okay. Who's the second one?
James Badge Dale's character's wife on 1923 is played by Marley Shelton, who, if you've seen the movie Sandlot, is Wendy Peppercorn, the hottie in the swimming pool, the lifeguard. With the resuscitation. Yeah, that's her.
Yes!
She's on 1923 now. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. That's awesome. Okay, maybe I'm geeking out. Wait, that's so fun.
All right.
Don't laugh,
so,
Billy.
There are some other characters that I think are kind of interesting. Like, for instance, the villain in Terminator 2 is going to be mm-hmm. a part of 1923. But I think the most interesting character coming back is we finally figure out who Spencer is.
Finally. Who is it?
Well, who did you think it was?
Well, I thought it was the child of John and Margaret.
Margaret. James and Margaret.
James and Margaret. I thought it was the child of James and Margaret, if I remember correctly.
Right. Their son.
That's what I had it boiled.
Like the second son.
Their son.
Mm-hmm. Born afterwards.
Correct.
And that turns out to be absolutely correct.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me false.
Yeah.
You had way too much pause there.
Oh. Yeah, I did that intentionally. Yeah, that's absolutely true. Spencer is confirmed as James and Margaret's son, born after they get to Montana. And he grows up, and he's going to be a big part of this show, but he has a really interesting role because he represents World War I. I think he's a soldier, although that's not confirmed, but he's definitely dealing with some PTSD and some trauma because of some of the things he saw during World War I, which would have just wrapped up a couple of years prior to the start of 1923. So that's going to be super interesting as well. Brendan Sklenner is the actor's name, and I don't know who he is.
Yeah, I haven't heard that name before. But cool last name, Sklenner.
Sklenner, yeah. Yeah, I guess it's. So that's the one thing we all got wrong about Yellowstone in 1923 is that we now have an Uncle Jacob in the mix to try to figure out. I'm putting it together. I'm putting together a family tree. I'm going to have like a whole wall that's going to be this whiteboard. And it's going to be color-coded by show, and I'll have each of the Duttons and their kids and the possible marriages. And because now we know James Dutton has two brothers, the one that got whacked in the Civil War.
Yep.
And this older brother, and well, that's a whole thing.
It would be great. I'm completely here for it. I'm completely here for it because it starts to get very confusing very quickly, and I'm visual. So, yeah, I'm all here for the family tree.
All right. Well, we've been doing this on YouTube, these YouTube videos that we put together, and we'll have kind of a companion video for this podcast as well. But they kind of help visually explain some of the things we talk about here. So if you're just lost, we tried to break down the family tree at one point, and I think we did a pretty good job, although some people dispute the how many greats are between James Dutton and John Dutton. I'm sticking with ours, which is great, 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 but it is certainly in hot dispute.
Well, and we also broke it down when there was less family members in the mix. Now, as we just heard, we are just adding more to the pile.
Have you been watching any other shows since the end of 1883? Like, what has been Addison's TV time? I imagine a much lighter fare.
Well, Billy, I don't know if listeners will also agree with my love for The Bachelorette. So I've really pivoted, which, actually, I am going to throw in a fun little fact here, which I'm sure you don't know. I mean, you actually might surprise me to know this. But there was a contestant maybe 3 seasons ago. I will say I enjoy watching The Bachelorette. That's a hard word. It's absolutely trash TV. It's definitely nothing educational. It's just fun to have on with your girlfriends. But so I think it was about 3 seasons ago. There was this contestant on it. She ended up, I guess, winning. Colton Underwood was the guy, and the girl who ended up being with him was Cassie Randolph. Now, if that last name rings a bell, do you see where I'm about to head with this? Don't say anything if you do know. Let me finish it. Are you
keep going
tracking? Okay. So Cassie Randolph was essentially the winner of the Bachelorette Bachelor that season. Her sister, Michelle Randolph, is an actress, and she's playing in 1923. She's going to play Elizabeth, I think it's Strafford, who marries into the Dutton family. Completely random, completely not necessarily important. This is more just like pop culture, 101 juicy hot gossip over here. Not what you asked for at all. But I just thought that was a fun little, I knew that you might not know that, but I for sure knew that. So yeah, it's her sister. She's an actress.
Can I give you a similarly random piece of trivia that I think we'll actually use for a trivia question further down the road when we actually kind of get back into the swing of things and do this? Okay, I'm going to totally mess up this actor's name, but she plays Angela Blue Thunder on Yellowstone. She was in season 3. She had a big role. She wasn't in season 4. She said to be returning in season 5, but she was essentially kind of like the muscle for Chief Rainwater. Like, she was there to get some stuff done, even if it was a little bit immoral. Really fierce character. She was good. Mm-hmm. She was good TV. She got into a little legal trouble recently. Some claims of insurance fraud or something along those natures, but she's doing all right. Her name is, and again, I apologize, something like Koryanka Kilcher.
Okay.
She has a very famous sister named Jewel Kilcher. The Jewel. Singer, songwriter, folk writer, folk singer Jewel. Oh,
I'm so sorry. Please hold. Let me Google Billy.
You know who Jewel is. She's like the... Come on.
Hold on. Please hold. Dun, 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 dun. I really don't think I know. That was such a letdown.
Who will save your soul? Who will save yours? Has the messed up teeth.
Stop. I absolutely recognize her. Billy, I'm so sorry. Also, I'm so sorry, Jewel. I'm sure she's great. Oh, yeah, like, don't tell her. Yeah.
She's like,
hopefully she doesn't listen to the podcast.
She's like Alanis Morissette level famous.
Okay, next time we do another podcast recording, between now and then, I will have listened to her music. I just completely defeated any hope. Sorry, Billy. But it's super cool. Before we go, I want to know from listeners, you can email us at stuff@tasteofcountry.com. Billy and I have said, you know, who we think is going to die on Yellowstone. So I want to hear y'all's perspective. Mm-hmm. Who do you think would die on Yellowstone and why? I want to know the why. And then what character are you most excited to see develop over this next season? I want to know what y'all's thoughts are because you heard
ours. I like that. Yeah, and we'll read some of those emails the next time. And we'll pick up pretty regularly here soon. I think in October we'll start with a weekly podcast as we lead to the November 13th premiere of Yellowstone. And then it's 1923, and then it's this and that. And, like, we're just here.
We can't get rid of
eternity.
Us.
No.
Nope. Exactly. Now it's your turn. Who do you think is most likely to die before the end of Season 5? And whose character are you really hoping shows growth in Season 5 of Yellowstone? Staff@tasteofcountry.com with comments, and we'll share some during Episode 4 of this season of Dutton Rules. I'm Addison Hager, and a big thanks to everyone that has tapped that follow button so far. If you liked what you heard today, there's a lot more coming. Dutton Rules, a Yellowstone 1923 podcast, is written by Billy Dukes and myself, and produced by Billy Dukes. Sterling Whitaker also contributes as a special consult and does most of the cast interviews. He'll return soon as well. Please offer a rating and review on your way out. And remember that Dutton Rules is another fun Town Square Media podcast.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.